From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what the Democratic presidential candidates are doing for next week's primary in New Hampshire. But first,
in their efforts, their enterprise, and their character, the American people are showing that the state of our union is confident and strong.
President Bush, speaking last night at the Capitol, delivering his State of the Union speech, emphasizing how progress in the war on terror abroad, as well as tax cuts at home, have helped keep America secure. Joining me now to review the president's address is Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Hello, Michael. Welcome back to the
show. Hi, Alex.
This State of the Union took place in the midst of the Democratic presidential campaign season, so there's been a lot of discussion about what the speech means for the election. But when you listen to the speech and read it, what do you see about the president's own governing philosophy and especially compassionate conservatism?
That was what he ran on, this phrase, compassionate conservatism. And at the time, no one was really clear what it meant. Supporters said it meant a philosophy of activist vision, but not spending a lot of money. Using the private sector, volunteerism, faith-based groups, and so on to achieve a national vision. Critics at the time said, this is just baloney. It means you want credit for thinking nice thoughts, but you're not prepared to use the government to do it. 4 years later, it's interesting to ask, what did this all amount to? And I think both the critics and the supporters got it slightly wrong. Bush is clearly willing to use the government and use the presidency in an activist way. There's no other way to describe it. And it's activist in three ways. He's willing to spend money. He named all sorts of programs he was going to initiate and increase spending for. He's willing to send troops, use military action to achieve what he sneered at 4 years ago as nation building.
And you can't get much more activist than that.
And the third interesting use of government is he's not afraid in any way to use the bully pulpit to talk about any number of things. For example, the use of steroids in high school sports.
We have that clip from the speech. Here's the president from last night.
The use of performance-enhancing drugs like steroids in baseball, football, and other sports is dangerous, and it sends the wrong message that there are shortcuts to accomplishment and that performance is more important than character.
You know, I don't want to be nasty, but
it
seems odd to me that Mr. Bush would raise the issue of shortcuts to accomplishment after what people have said about his own career. But what does this say fundamentally about his ideas about government?
Well, what it says is that certainly, at least in terms of rhetoric, the President of the United States can affect everything in society down to a rather small detail. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a serious problem, steroids in high schools, but you might well say if you were a conservative, the government should stay out of it. If you were a liberal, you might say this is an important program and we should have funding for it.
Well, there was a statement released last night after the speech by the conservative libertarian Cato Institute in Washington, comparing the Bush administration to the administration of Lyndon Johnson, saying that spending is growing at a faster pace under Mr. Bush than at any time since Lyndon Johnson, who was a great liberal president despite the Vietnam War. So you do wonder, where is the conservative here?
Well, it's conservative in a couple of ways that this speech illustrated. Number one, he is conservative in his rhetoric about government. There was a line in there about how the government can't do anything right, and you deserve to have your own money to spend it. That is classic conservative rhetoric. And the other aspect is he is prepared to spend money on the government level, but he's not prepared to pay for it. He said, you're going to get your own money back in the form of tax cuts. Of course, the problem, Alex, is this isn't our own money he's giving us back. This is money that the government has gone out and borrowed to give us back, which I guess is an interesting twist on compassion and conservatism.
Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley. Mike, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.